The worm turns in a subway mugging. Is he villain or hero? Vigilante, written and directed by Tamara Pierce.
Last train to 126th Street, 96th Street, next stop. Watch the closing doors, please.
Is something bothering you, Tina?
I just don't like going uptown, Francis. We won't leave the theater till midnight. That's a rough area. We should have gone to the movie straight from work and had dinner after.
Don't worry, everything's going to be fine.
I guess I'm really nervous because it's our first date.
Oh, it's a train stop and board.
We have a short delay. Please be patient. Thank you.
No, it figures. I don't think Mrs. Wellman would like it if we left early for something like a movie, Tina. And you know how she feels about the employees dating.
She is pretty strict about stuff like that. It's a shame.
We'll be fine. I go to movies up here about once a week.
But, Francis, didn't you mention you've been robbed?
Oh, yes. Twice in the past 18 months. Both times at my apartment in a supposedly secure building.
Oh, Francis, that's terrible.
I got over it, I guess.
I think I'd go crazy.
I do know one thing, Tina. I'm not going to be robbed again.
Hey, what are you staring at, man?
Hey, nice coat, man. Lots of room, lots of pockets.
We weren't bothering you. Let go of my coat, please.
You heard the dude. He said, please.
Hey, dude, what a nice coat. I guess probably makes a lot of money.
Make a lot of money, huh?
Where's the policeman?
Hey, you want a cop, babe? Ain't no cops in the four cars we just came through, and this is the last car on the train.
Please. Leave us alone.
Tina, hush.
Hey, tell you what, Tina, babe, you and your boyfriend pay us $20 each. We'll split.
Hey, you want to leave alone?
You want us to come over there, man? That what you want?
How about it, Tina? You and your stud hand over $20 and we'll take off.
I'm not giving protection money to you two punks.
What about when the punks got these, Jack?
Nice, all right. Put them away.
Hey, no more trouble. Just give us the money.
I don't want anything to
happen. It's gonna happen.
Stop it. I've been warning you not to.
No, it. Get your walk out.
Okay. Darn it.
Move it. Move it.
Both are being rushed to Bellevue Hospital. Francis Vienzo is currently being held by police for questioning. But what about Frank's fellow passengers? Mrs. LeBrun, what is your reaction to the shooting you witnessed tonight?
Well, I was scared. I mean, the blood and that guy yelling.
Yes, Mrs. LeBrun?
I'm glad he shot those punks. It's time people stood up for their rights instead of letting criminals walk all over us.
This much is clear to Mrs. Estelle LeBrun and her fellow subway riders. Francis Rienzo is a long-awaited hero. This is Maria Lopez for Channel 3 News.
DataCorp Industries, Ms. Rienzo's office, please hold. DataCorp Industries, one moment, please. Francis, I didn't think you'd be in all week.
Hi, Gloria. I wanted to get in some work on the Ryan proposal. Sorry I wasn't in here the last 2 days. It looks like things are pretty busy.
Are you kidding? Look at these messages. 3 city councilmen, the Guardian Angels, all the big TV networks, the News, the Post, and that's just today. Yesterday, DataCorp, please hold.
I'll try to take care of these. Things should calm down in a day or two. Is Tina Adamichi in today?
Yeah, she's been in Mrs. Wellman's office all morning with the door shut. She won't talk to us about it. Francis, were you scared? Is it true you were carrying a gun because of the times you arrived?
I'm not carrying a gun now, Gloria. The police took it. Besides, my attorney said I shouldn't talk about it.
But I'm your secretary. DataCorp Industries, one moment, please.
Gloria, it's Francis called. Francis.
Mrs. Wellman. I had to work on the Ryan proposal.
Isn't this great? Mrs. Wilson, my boss is a hero.
Charlie, I'd like to speak to you privately.
Certainly, Mrs. Wilson. In here. Gloria, just take messages.
Sure, Francis. Anything you say. DataCorp Industries, Francis Rienzo's office.
Please, Mrs. Wilson, have a seat.
Thank you, Francis. Well, you are quite a media figure.
I know. It's pretty embarrassing.
I'm surprised to see you here. I just sent Tina Adamici home. She is upset. Very upset.
I know. My attorney suggested I keep out of sight, but there was the proposal, and my phone keeps ringing. All my neighbors stop by. I thought if I could stay in here with the doors closed...
Surely you know that it's impossible. If any work has been done here in the last 2 days, I will be very surprised.
I never thought that anything...
I believe everyone's best interests will be served if you take a leave of absence until this matter is resolved. When the grand jury hearing is over, we can discuss your return.
Mrs. Wellman, I don't want time off.
Francis, control yourself, please. Try to understand my position. Data Corps does not benefit from your recent... fame. You'll receive full salary, of course.
What? Here he is.
Get those cameras in here.
Gloria, how did these reporters get in here?
Frank
and Leo Lopez from Channel 3 News. We'd like to get some material on you and your job here. You got that camera ready, Pete?
All set, Maria.
Frank, I'm Ed Doyle from Channel 8.
What are these people doing here? This is a business.
Forget the stand there, Pete. Let's go right into the story.
Okay, Maria, rolling.
We're talking with Mrs. Livia Wellman, president of Data Corps Industries, and the employer of Francis Rienzo, the man people are calling the vigilante. Mrs. Wellman, how do you feel about Frank and the subway shooting incident?
Have you discussed the shooting with your employees?
Mrs. Wellman, I didn't mean this to happen.
You're an important man now, Frank. This is part of
it. I refuse to get involved in this circus.
Mrs. Wellman, how did you feel when you learned Frank was accused of gunning down his supposed attackers?
Did you know both men Frank shot are still in intensive care?
You people, get out! This office is private property.
Mrs. Wellman, are you concerned that Frank has admitted to carrying his revolver everywhere he went, even while working here?
I haven't... given it much thought.
None, Mrs. Wellman.
It's unnerving. I don't see how... Francis is dependable to shoot.
Let me through!
Mrs. Wellman, I'm not crazy. I've been held up twice recently. This is a big building. I work late all the time.
Let me through! Get out of my way!
Mrs. Wellman, the entire city is watching how you treat the vigilante. What are your plans? Mrs. Wellman, will you respond?
Would you shoot again if you felt threatened, Frank?
Parasite. Walking my lobby, my hall. Go away! Who's that? Oh, Tweety Bird. Never thought I'd flip out when you sing for me. Oh, I've been neglecting you. Here's some lettuce anyway. What? Not the phone. Can't you people leave me alone?
Francis Rienzo? This is Jerry Brewer.
I don't... My attorney, Mr. Brewer, I'm sorry.
Forget it, Francis. What's wrong? Media people bugging you?
Mr. Brewer, this is insane. I've had to fight my way through a mob to get into my own home ever since the press found out what happened. Reporters hunt me down everywhere. Don't they have anything better to do?
Francis, I've been watching the interviews the TV people are getting from you. You need to cool your hostility toward them.
Cool my hostility? Mr. Brewer, these people are ruining my life. They follow me to work. They'd follow me into the library. They'd follow me into the bathroom if I didn't lock the damn door.
Francis, calm down and listen. The average juror doesn't know all that. They just know what they see on TV, and they remember the most recent thing they saw. They forget you turned yourself in and that the men you shot are still alive. And what they see right now is a furious, potentially violent vigilante. You're hurting our case. You're giving the opposition a chance to beat us.
I didn't think of it that way.
Now, what I want you to do is start being a little more agreeable to these news people. This Maria Lopez, the reporter for Channel 3, make a friend of her. Get her on your side. Maybe she can ask her colleagues to lay off a little. And stay away from Ed Doyle at Channel 8. The man's a barracuda.
I guess.
Fine. You're intelligent and cooperative, Francis. It's a pleasure to represent you. See you at the grand jury hearing tomorrow?
Sure, Mr. Brewer. Thanks. The hell with cultivating the media. I need to talk to Tina. Keep her from getting the wrong idea. The fire escape. That's how I can get away from those leeches. See you later, sweetie.
Keep the change, driver. Francis, what are you doing here? This is my building.
I wanted to explain what happened.
That's okay. You don't have to. I understand.
Do you? How can you know what I felt? The first time I was held up last June, they put a knife to my throat. The second time, the guy hit me with his gun butt and knocked me down. I just get so angry. Will you ask me in?
Oh, well, I would, but I'm leaving. See, my girlfriend was taking me to a show. Can you excuse me? It's cold.
I just don't want you thinking I'm some kind of psychopath.
Let go of me. Let go. I believe you, Francis. Thank you.
You think I'm crazy. You like
me. I like you, honest. I really...
You think I'm insane?
No, Francis, no, please, you've got it wrong. You did the right thing. I know it's
right,
the only
camera.
Thing that you...
Okay, Pete.
Reporters.
Hey, Enzo's here, too.
Back off, Ed Doyle. Coming here to interview Tina was my idea. Frank, Tina, Maria Lopez, Channel 3.
I'm Ed Doyle from Channel 8.
Francis, I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Tina! She'll never listen.
Some people are terrified when important events touch their lives, Frank.
Is that all I am to you, Mr. Doyle? An important event?
You sound bitter, Frank.
I am bitter, Miss Lopez.
Would you like to talk about it?
Here we go. The woman's touch. You can't run from the press, Frank. Why make it so hard on yourself?
It has a point, unfortunately. Try to look at it the way our viewers do, Frank. They want to understand why you shot those two men. Do you blame them?
You want an exclusive interview with me? Not you, Mr. Doyle. Miss Lopez.
You win again, Maria. Good night.
You'll give me an interview, Frank?
It depends.
Good night, Pete.
You'll have to come on the subway with me.
The subway? I don't know. What about it, Pete?
I don't think we'll have a problem, Maria. Sure.
Then let's go. Come on if you're coming.
Call me Maria, Francis. I insist.
It's him, the vigilante.
We're going to be on TV.
Broadway Express to 96th Street. Watch the landing guys, please.
Give us room, please. I'll get your reactions when I've interviewed Frank.
Camera rolling, Maria.
You're on the Broadway Express subway with Francis Vienzo, a man called Vigilante. Frank, how does it feel to be here on the same train where you shot two men earlier this week?
It's not being on the train that bothers me, Maria. It's the way people treat me now.
Why is that, Frank?
Well, they act as if I'm a hero or a monster. I'm not either one. I'm a guy who's too scared to get robbed again.
Frank, a number of people have been asking one very difficult question. Do you feel any remorse for what you did?
I don't understand, Maria.
Earlier this week, you gunned down two men. Doesn't that bother you?
Should it? They were going to rob my date and me. Maybe stab us. I just didn't want to go through that again.
Excuse me, are you Francis Rienzo?
Listen, buddy, get out of the way.
Just a second. Mr. Rienzo, you're the guy who shot those punks the other night. I saw you on the news.
Well, sir, I did. But I wish you wouldn't make such a big deal out of it.
Get the gun! Frank, mother of God!
Where's that guy? He's got the gun!
No, I don't. See, I'm dropping it. I dropped the gun, okay? Okay?
Frank, we'll be at the station in a minute.
Oh, right. Maria, just hold still. I'm glad. It's...
Frank?
Frank?
He's dead.
Hey, everybody, I shot the vigilante. Am I going to be on TV now?
What?
I shot the vigilante, right? That means I get to be on TV.
96th Street, 125th Street, next stop.
I'm not too late for the 11 o'clock news, am I?
Watch the closing doors, please.
The cast for Vigilante featured Paul Singleton as Francis Rienzo, Karen Seidman as Tina Adamici, and Mickey Fromkin as Maria Lopez.